Hare Krishna Jaya Vrindava Shri Gopinda Gopinatha
Shri Vidagdha Madhava Clever Krishna Act 1. May the pastimes of Shri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world and nullify all unwanted desires. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like shikharini, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. They overpower the pride of even the nectar produced on the moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. The narrator speaks, "Why speak so many words? Gentlemen, gentlemen, please hear me. Last night, Lord Shiva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had come in the role of a devotee, spoke to me in a dream and said, 'O Rupa Goswami, O expert writer of plays, this delightful place is near Keshi Tirtha on the slope of Govardhan Hill. This grove, on the bank of the Jamuna River, is very pleasant and full of many fragrant, beautiful flowers. At this moment, eager to see the forest of Vrindavan, the advanced devotees, expert at relishing the mellows of devotional service, have come here. Devotees whose hearts are full of love for Nanda's son, who is the crown jewel of all youths, and who is decorated with many new lotus flowers. Playful like a maddened cuckoo, the first teacher of perfect flute players, and an ocean where the sharks of the gopis' hearts play. The devotees here are all very fortunate. Here the gopis search for Krishna, and here in this circle by the Yamuna shore, they enjoyed a great rasa dance. Hearing and hearing these pastimes of Gokula's master, weeping and rolling on the ground, the devotees somehow pass their days. Burning in separation from Lord Mukunda, these devotees are now about to give up their lives. O Rupa Goswami, please protect them by giving them a little of the nectar river of Lord Mukunda's pastimes. My mercy will give you the power to do this.' In this way, Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the universe, spoke. I will now obey his order." The assistant narrator enters and says, "O master, having heard the prologue of your new play named Vidagdha Madhava, the actors now ask permission to enter the stage." The narrator speaks, "Dear student, are the costumes ready?" He thinks for a moment. "So be it. Although the poetry in my play is not very beautiful, the wise will take delight in it, for it bears the scent of Lord Hari. What wise man will not bow his head and respectfully drink well water that is washed to Shalagram Shila?" Assistant narrator speaks, "O master, please give us beautiful and elegant speeches, for this audience is so learned that it will criticize the demigods. What to speak of us actors?" The narrator says, "Dear student, why talk in this frivolous way? After all, ignoring their own welfare, the people in this audience are concerned only for the well-being of others. Although wealthy, well-educated, and born in exalted families, they are very humble. When they themselves are glorified, they become embarrassed, as if they themselves had sinned. All glories to the delightful virtues of the saintly audience." Looking at all corners of the audience with a loud and cheerful voice, the narrator says, "O dear devotees of Shri Krishna, the lion of gopas, beginning to walk on the path of the shameless, a certain actor now wishes to say something to you. The spiritual master is wise in the true religion of worshiping the Lord. Please forgive this rash and arrogant person." He then bows down and then looks in a certain direction. "O learned devotees, I am by nature ignorant and low, Yet even though it is from me that Vidagdha Madhava has come, it is filled with descriptions of the transcendental attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, will not such literature bring about the attainment of the highest goal of life? Although its wood may be ignited by a low-class man, fire can nevertheless purify gold. Although I am very low in nature, this book may help cleanse the dirt from within the hearts of the golden devotees. Now, remembering the worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead, I will show the sweetness of this drama. He then folds his hands. May the Supreme Lord, whose form is eternal, who is supremely sweet and charming, who stays in the glorious forests and pavilions of Vrindavan Forest, who is a limitless ocean of mercy, and whose heart delights in his Braj pastimes, always be pleased with me. Note, deliberately ambiguous, this verse may also be interpreted as a prayer to Srila Sanatana Goswami. Thus, it may also mean, may my spiritual master, Srila Sanatana Goswami, who is graceful and charming, who stays in the glorious forests and pavilions of Vrindavan Forest, who is a limitless ocean of mercy, and whose heart delights in Lord Krishna's Braja pastimes, always be pleased with me. The assistant narrator says, Master, look, the devotees now present are constantly thinking of the Supreme Lord and are therefore highly advanced. This work named Vidagdha Madhava depicts the characteristic pastimes of Lord Krishna with decorations of poetic ornaments. And the inner grounds of the forest of Vrindavan provide a suitable platform for the dancing of Krishna with the gopis. Therefore, I think that the pious activities of persons like us who have tried to advance in devotional service have now attained maturity. Please hurry, distribute the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. The narrator says, Dear student, I proceed very slowly because I fear the harsh words of persons who do not like the nectar of the Lord's pastimes. The assistant narrator says, Master, please give up this caution because persons who know how to taste the nectar will be delighted by your play, and persons who know nothing of nectar will ignore it. Of their own accord, camels avoid bango trees that delight the poetic pico birds. So the hearts of the audience will be filled with wonder. Let the play begin. The narrator says, Student, look, look. Springtime had arrived, and the full moon of that season inspired the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete in everything, with new attraction to meet the beautiful Srimati Radharani at night to increase the beauty of their pastimes. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur interprets this verse in two ways, for Lord Krishna and for Srimati Radharani. When interpreted for Krishna, the night is understood to have been a dark moon night. And when interpreted for Srimati Radharani, it is considered to have been a full moon night. Purnamasi offstage says, O King of actors, how did your ear become decorated with the flower that is the secret of this drama, the secret that I will arrange the meeting of Radha and Krishna? The narrator, surprised, looks offstage and says, Ah, was that saintly Purnamasi? Look, look. Wearing a red cloth over her breast, her hair white, splendid like Goddess Savitri, and accompanied by a friend. Purnamasi, who is Narada's disciple and Sandapani Muni's mother, now leaves Nanda's palace and slowly walks on the street. Thus ends the prologue.